Hi, my name is Kristen.
And I'm Dina.
And we are the Freaky Book Bees. We've been gone for a really long time.
So long.
Like a year. So sorry.
We suck.
We're gonna do cooler things though. So, like way cooler things. But we're gonna start, like usual, by me telling you guys about a great book that I read. We have a special guest for the first time ever.
Special guest!
That's Chuck, everyone. He's the greatest. And he'll probably be a special guest a lot because he's cool. I like him.
Thank you.
So, anyway, our book, our comeback book. I wanted it to be extra epic, but honestly, Tentacle Alien Party sounds pretty epic to me, so.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Alright, so it's about this woman named Stella. Oh, do you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay.
I swore.
Oh.
We're a minute in, it's
third,
okay.
Third word out of my mouth.
It's fine, yeah. We're a minute in. We got this. Once I add in the intro, it adds like another 15 seconds.
We're good. We do it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's about this woman named Stella, and she starts off in a very horny mood. Obviously. It's like a kinky book. Why wouldn't you? So she was sitting and she's like, what am I going to do? And so she starts thinking about her favorite thing. You guys know what it is?
Jerking off?
Aliens.
Oh!
Makes sense.
Got you. So she started thinking about her aliens and she's like, it's a weird fetish, but it's because she watched way too much tentacle porn. Have you ever watched tentacle porn?
No, I haven't.
Can't say I have.
I don't think so.
I have seen some.
How is that?
It's interesting. Yeah, I mean, it's just like a hentai.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just like little Asian girls who scream while tentacles go in all their holes, and then they always have like a weird bulbous stomach, and it's awkward.
Their stomach bulbous?
Because the tentacle...
Is it full of tentacles?
The tentacle semen's in it, and then it just like fills up.
So like all the tentacles
that's a fetish
penises?
That's a fetish in its own right, if nobody knew that, is filling the stomach so full of cum that it bloats up. People are like really into that.
That doesn't happen in real life.
And some of the books that I read, they think it does.
I mean, yeah, it just takes a little bit of time.
I mean,
like
for
9
tentacle
months
porn,
or so.
This is fine.
Yeah. It takes like 9 months for that stomach to be
up. It does blow up eventually.
So she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and find my dildo because she always pretends that they're alien penises anyways. So she pulls out a 6-inch dildo that she named the Purple Monster. 6 inches is about average for a penis size, right?
I believe so.
Let me look up the average penis size.
I think it's like 5 to 6.
I swear to God, we looked this up before in like 8
like
other
we didn't.
Episodes.
It was like the size of a Mars bar, which was like 4.5 inches, wasn't it?
No, that
I
was
say
the
5 to 6
that's
is
the guy
average.
Who fucked the toaster's penis size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Fucked the toaster?
So,
come again?
Yeah. So that's like episode 3 or 4 or something. You just have to kind of go back. That's one I'll probably never delete because I love it so much. I'm going to be taking a lot of old episodes off so we can just kind of start
5.17 inches while erect. 3.16 while flaccid.
Okay, so about 5 inches is average. Okay, so I guess you could be like, oh, 6 is so giant.
It's not.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's not.
Okay. Well, I tried. Anyway. So she named it the Purple Monster. It's, by the way, it's 3,200. That's the year. Or no, that's the year that marked the unification of the human race and aliens. So I actually don't know what year it is.
So aliens are real?
Yeah, in this book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was just like a fetish thing that she had
for
fantastical creatures
if
it was real.
Yeah, and then she went in the dark web and she found out about an underground alien sex party that was happening, and she was like, I'm gonna go there and finally get dicked by an alien.
Bet.
Yeah. So, and it was an orgy, so that was really exciting. So she gets there, and a group of short orcs is standing by the gate, like, whistling at her and catcalling her.
Like, are we talking, like, Lord of the Rings?
I can only imagine
orcs
as Lord of the Rings. But these days...
That's, like, not cute.
But these days, when they talk about orcs, it's, like, it's almost, like, Shrek in my mind, like ogre-esque, like they're big green guys, and then they have like tusks that come up.
Like,
yeah,
like World of Warcraft,
but they're like,
yeah,
but
more
they're
World
like
of Warcraft.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, and I've seen like the cover of a couple of books, like a couple of books I read about like orcs and stuff, like office orc sex and stuff like that, and like they're pretty handsome looking for having big tusks.
Okay.
Like,
I just wanted to clarify. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think it's the gross Lord of the Rings one.
World
yeah.
of Warcraft orcs, not Lord of the Ring orcs. We
okay.
gotcha.
Yep. Yeah, and they're short ones.
Wow,
but they're short.
And then yeah, and like. And so she goes up, and one of them's like, fancy seeing you here, in his Scottish accent, which I'm not going to do.
Why not?
Please?
You can do it. Do it. Peer pressure. Do it.
I mean, you're two against one. Like, you lost.
I don't have a Scottish accent. Fancy seeing you in the snuck of the woods? No. See, that was bad. Red flag.
I mean,
it's
better than I
could have
done.
All right. So she's like, she goes, like, gets up there, and she's like, there's, like, a saying, but I forgot to highlight the saying that you have to say to get in. I'm gonna look right now.
Okay.
Sorry to waste everyone's time.
To get into the party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We need to know.
There's only, like, 12 pages, so it really shouldn't be that hard to find it, honestly. Let's see. Oh, it's just sucking dick right there.
I mean, at least we know she gets dick. There you go.
Okay, just looking for some fun. That's literally the password.
Wow. That's how creative.
What a waste of my life. So she goes down, and then there, at the end of the driveway, there's a tall orc, and he lets her in. So, just so everyone's aware.
So you gotta go through the short orcs to get to the tall orcs to get into the...
Because
the
tall orcs are probably more attractive.
Yeah, I would think. I wouldn't want to mess around with, like, a squat orc. I wouldn't want to do that. All right, anyway, so
you
she gets
in.
You
to climb their bones.
Yeah. So she gets in there, and obviously there's, like, the techno music going, so you know she's, like, like, scrolling through, walking through, whatever.
Strolling.
Thank
strolling.
You. Strolling. So she gets in there, and obviously there's aliens and humans just gangbanging each other all over the place, and she hears this voice behind her, and he's, like, ever tried a tokage? Tokaj, I don't know. It's the name of an alien race in this book. And he's just like a giant lizard, a handsome giant lizard man.
Alright.
And he's literally just standing behind her wanking it, like waiting for it. So she's like
wanking? Did you just say wanking?
Wanking.
Yeah. Wanking at her?
Wanking it.
He's wanking it.
Wanking his wang. Wanking at her. So she's like, okay, and starts, you know, sucking his dick for him. And he is, like, up to a full 12 inches. His penis gets, like, that's double the size of her giant purple monster.
Yeah, that's way more than she's used
penis.
To.
Penis.
She thought 6 inches was a monster.
Yeah. Oh, right there. She had never taken a cock bigger than 6 inches.
There you go.
And, like, she lets him shove it in there, and she's, like, crying out in pain and agony, but she's like... It's fine. We're just going to keep going at this. I mean, if you're going to get
fine.
Full of tentacles, then you should probably...
Works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She moaned in pain and agony, but forced herself to ride harder until pleasure exploded from her groin like a supernova.
Because that's how it works. Yeah, yeah.
From
yeah.
her groin.
Mm.
Anyway.
Little
so
bits.
Yeah, so then he...
Her flowery, flowery parts.
So then he literally throws her off and just, like, splooges all over her face and stuff.
Duh.
And he's like, all right. So then she's like, okay, I'm going to wander off. So she wanders through a couple more rooms and sees some stuff. Like, lets a couple of, like, aliens bang her against walls and shit. And then she gets to this room with, like, a big old tank, and it's full of tentacle monsters. Well, and they're not tentacle monsters. They're humans. But then from the waist down, they're nothing but tentacles. So sexy humans with octopus butts.
So it's a merman.
So they're
man.
Ursula.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's man.
Yeah.
It's Mansula.
Mansula.
Mansula. I love that. Okay. Yeah, so he's like, okay, won't you... so you have to go to this lady in, like, a suit. Like, she's up there, like, all business, like, woman in black and, like... Say you want to go in there, and then she lets you swim in there, and so then the guy, like, creeps up on her, and he's like, well, want to do it? And she's like, well, duh, why else would I be swimming butt naked in this stupid fish tank? Like, and then another one creeps up behind her. this, the one thing I highlighted was, like, laying back against the side of the aquarium while stroking himself. What is he stroking?
One of his tentacles.
Yeah, his, so how do you know which one? Is, how do you know which one to stroke? Is he literally just rubbing right. all of the tentacles?
He's just double fisting over there.
Yeah, it's like double penetration, but double. Yeah.
So they slide all up and, like, literally, like, just start sliding into her, like shoving them down in her mouth. And they talks about how slimy they are over and over. And could you just imagine having slimy tentacles ugh. Shoved in your mouth and, like, between your boot, like they would, like,
probably,
literally,
like, bite it off.
Like titty banging, titty banging with their tentacles. And she's like, uh-huh. yeah, and it's like continually secreting a cum like slime. I hate that.
It's not a good texture, dude.
No, and like,
no, it's not.
yeah, and then it's like
swimming in pudding.
Okay, and then that's like, here's this. The tentacles immediately squirmed up her anal cavity and vagina, pushing in until she felt them teasing against her uterus, pleasuring her deeply on the inside.
That's not how anatomy works.
That's really not how that works.
And then she has 4 orgasms, and then 5th, and then more, and then despite that, even more, and then yet another one.
And then had a heart attack.
And then they're
bag.
Like, and then they're like, get ready. And then they're like, get ready. It. It's coming. And then they start spraying blue liquid into her until it's just leaking out of all of her holes.
Oh.
Just everywhere.
Wow.
And then
I mean, good thing she's in, like, a fish tank, right?
So yeah,
she, can just, like,
she is.
Bathe
so it's just kind of like, yeah, it
she
probably,
just,
like, it probably looks like a jelly. Is it jellyfish that have the black ink, or is that octopus?
Squid.
I thought yeah. octopus had black ink.
Squid.
Whatever.
It's definitely squid.
I don't care. We're over it now. Anyway, and so then she's literally floating around in the tank for a little while, and then she, like, rolls around and she's like, "You guys want to go again?" And that's how it ends.
Wow.
Oh.
The end. So she got her dream come true, which was...
Oh, good for her.
Banging, apparently, a mountain of octopi with man tops. So...
Probably big, muscly man tops.
Well, yeah.
I good mean, for stuff. Oh, I should say who the author is. What a douche.
Yeah, you forgot some things.
Beatrix Steam. She writes a lot of tentacle book porn and werewolf breeding, aliens in general. A lot of tentacle stuff.
All
so
right.
That's who that is. And I lasted 13 minutes.
That's pretty long for, like, a 13-page book.
Yeah, but the good news is...
almost like we read the whole thing.
I know. The good news is we're going to play a game. So you can choose. We can do Mad Libs or we can do Dirty Minds.
What do you think? We'll let you choose since you're the special guest.
I was just going to say I'm new to this, so I don't know.
I've never done it before.
Mad Libs.
Mad Libs. Okay, so before we started recording, I got some suggestions, and I'm going to read the completed thing for you guys so you can enjoy your hard work. All right.
So hard.
So this one is titled All the Right Moves, and it goes... Fuck me, was all Barbie could say. Her date that night was nothing short of fuzzy. He had brought her a bouquet of fragrant eggs.
That's a good start.
You're here.
Once she put them in some beer, he helped her put on her lube. They walked out to his pickup dildo, where he held the penis open for her. He had made reservations at a throbbing restaurant in a fancy part of my car.
Yeah.
They fucked all throughout dinner. They had so many sexy things in common. Like a true gentle mothman, he picked up the entire bell. She noticed he left a very generous titties for the waitress. He asked if she'd like to go for a walk along the beach since it was a succulent moonlit night, and she said, breasticles!
I love it.
They kicked off their socks, dipped their bare toes in the cool blue vodka, and caressed for the first time. Finally, she whispered the words any purple-blooded man loves to hear. Is that a Ken in your pocket, or are you just lovely to see me? The end.
That was fun.
That was a good one. That was for our first one. That was great. So that was our Mad Libs for you guys. We're only 15 minutes in. I feel like we should do something else.
That's up to you.
Let's just play the other game.
We'll play. Yeah. We're going to play Would You Rather.
Probably okay.
The answer is nope.
Man, I got so many Would You Rather books. Let's start with page one. Would you rather... Did you do your homework, by the way? You were supposed to pick an Urban Dictionary word of the day.
No, I sure didn't.
Oh my god. Get on that.
I was distracted. All right,
Chuck. Spotlight's on you. Yeah. Would you rather... have sex with only promiscuous partners or die a virgin?
That's not even a fucking question.
Die a virgin? I knew it. I could tell.
Only promiscuous partners, definitely.
All right.
Which I already do, so, yeah, here we are.
Would you rather have sex with a screamer or have sex with someone who is completely silent?
Screamer.
Really?
200%. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What, you don't like the sounds?
Well, Josh isn't a screamer, I'll tell you that. But like, I wouldn't say silent. Would you rather accidentally send nudes to an ex or accidentally send nudes to your boss?
My boss.
My boss. My boss is Tyler Page.
My boss is your sister.
Oh my gosh. If you sent Cassie nudes, I would literally die inside. All right.
That would actually be hilarious, and maybe I just want to do that now.
I mean,
would you rather stand naked and alone in the cold for 1 hour or streak in front of a large crowd?
Naked alone in the cold.
I like my body just fine. I'll streak.
All right. Two different ones. I dig it. Yeah. Would you rather hear dirty sex talk in an accent that you hate or have sex in complete silence? This is kind of like,
yeah. This is weird. I mean, what is an accent that I hate?
What accent? I don't know. What accent do you not like?
I don't think there is one.
I don't think there is one.
Maybe.
Aren't all accents kind of sexy? Like, mm-hmm. In their own way?
Oh, German's kind of scary.
It's a little, yeah, but not the crass. Accent.
Yeah.
Not but, the accent, though. Yeah, just the accent. Language.
Just like the really, yeah. Like.
But they're like speaking English. Right. It's just an accent.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess the accent, because I don't hate any of them.
Yeah, okay, we'll skip that one. Would you rather lose a finger or never have sex again?
Lose a finger.
I think I could go with never having sex again.
Really?
Nah, I've got nine more fingers.
No, we know. Yeah,
we know by watching your mom, you can survive without fingers. Right, for sure. Like, for sure.
Totally chill.
Would you rather?
I guess I should have asked which finger, also. But anyways, continue.
Accidentally send a dirty text message to your boss, or accidentally leave a sexually explicit voicemail for your mom or dad.
Either wouldn't boss. Matter.
Your mom would just be into it and call you and want to talk
Which
about
it. Which
is
exactly it. Why I would rather text my boss.
My mother bought me my first dildo. Like,
oh, my mother offered to.
Yeah. But she probably would be totally fine.
My friend Christina took me to get my first dildo.
That's fitting.
Hell yeah.
And actually it was a vibrator, so. Yeah. Would you rather have only oral sex but never penetration, or have penetration but never oral sex?
Is neither an option?
Yeah, I was gonna say nope.
You have to pick one or the other.
Oral.
Yeah.
If my son knows the rules, so do you.
Because, I mean, how can you actually orgasm from just penetration?
Yeah.
So, oral, definitely.
All right, one more. Did you find your word?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have sex in the jungle with no bug spray or have sex in the desert with no sunblock?
Dude, fuck sand. Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, I have some experience here.
sand in all of your orifices?
I guess
absolutely
the jungle?
Not.
Because the sand in the orifices sounds like a really bad infection.
Everyone thinks that sex on the beach is, like, cute. It is
it's
not.
It's a decent drink. That's about it.
It is not.
All right. Urban Dictionary word of the day today is masturbate.
Okay. Let's go for it. Let's hear it.
It's the act of masturbating while bathing. Last night I masturbated, and it was so relaxing.
Okay. No, I mean, I could see that, though.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's pretty relaxing, yeah.
I've actually lived with housemates where we had a rule where you couldn't masturbate in the shower because people were taking too long.
I mean, that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
15 people, one shower, dude.
Oh, yeah. 15 people. My God, yeah. Take it to your room and get a sock, for crying out loud.
Jesus.
All right.
I'll provide a sock, even.
I think that kind of wraps up our first comeback episode.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck, for being here, even though you're going to be here on the next episode, too.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and...
like us, subscribe,
love us, listen to us,
share us with your friends, share us with your mom. You never know what she's into.
Just share.
So true. So
all right.
Till next time.
Till next time. Damn. I always said that at the same time.
No.
Bye.